Now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Some Dixieland jazz enthusiasts might recognize this name, Sonny Helmer. When he was growing up in the frigid Minnesota winters, Helmer played and dreamed of jazz. A naval ROTC scholarship landed him in California, where things really began to take off. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, the now 85-year-old tells his friend Nora McLeod about some candid times from Hollywood Boulevard to Bourbon Street.
When I graduated from high school, I wasn't a real great football player, but for some ungodly reason, they gave me a football scholarship to UCLA. So I got to LA, and I used to get jobs playing, sitting in with famous jazz bands. And one night I was playing on Hollywood Boulevard with a band called Red Nichols and the Five Pennies. Only people about my age would know that name. But one night the coach came and he looked up at me. And when the break came, he came over and he said, "Do I know you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, coach." I said, "I think I'm in deep doo-doo because I happen to be four-string guard on your football team." And He said, "Don't be hurt, Sonny, but I've got to tell you, pound for pound, you're probably the worst football player I've ever seen. But pound for pound, you're the best damn trombone Dixieland player I've ever heard. And so you can keep your scholarship for a while." And we became the best of friends, and I went into the music business from then on.
Now, you had actually a very influential moment shortly after this, right?
Oh, yeah. My band was playing around the city then after I quit playing football, and we were getting famous. So my band got voted the Dixieland Band of the Future, and I got booked for the Shrine Auditorium in L.A. for the Dixieland Jazz Festival. And my idol, Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet, who were very famous musicians at the time, I got to play with them. I was back in the dressing room warming up, and Satchmo was doing a microphone check. And he turned to me when I came out. He did a double take, and he said, "Are you Sonny Helmer, the Band of the Future?" I said, "Yeah, Satchmo." And he said, "My gosh," he said, "I heard you playing back there. I could have sworn you were a black musician." And my God, that was the greatest compliment I've ever had. Just one of the greatest moments of my life.
So you had a chance to play with Harry James. This was in California?
With the Harry James Band and most of the bands, we did a series of casinos. We would go from Vegas to Tahoe to Reno back to Vegas. And I worked with various big bands on that circuit. And I guess that's when I got a job with Al Hirt in New Orleans. And he had a bar right on Bourbon Street. And across the street was a unique place called Your Father's Mustache. And
I love the name of that place.
They served beer and peanuts, and I was drinking a little bit in those days, and I somehow lost my trombone case. So I went to Woolworth's, and I got a little shopping bag, and I carried my horn down Bourbon Street in the shopping bag, and I'd walk by this place on my way to Al Hirt's, and Your Father's Mustache, the doorman there, kept seeing me and teasing me about my horn. He said, "I hope you get to play that when you get where you're going." And they kept bugging me, and one night after I finished the gig at Al Hirt's, the guy said, "Come in and play for us." So I went in, and I was a little tipsy that night, but I played really well. I'm more of an entertainer. I play the trombone with my foot. I balance pitchers of beer on my head and dance and sing and chug-a-lug it. And the people really loved it. I got a standing ovation. But at any rate, music is my love of my life, and I want to keep doing it. I don't know how many more years I got, but whatever I got, I want to play and sing for people, entertain people, because that's probably the only gift God gave me that's worked out for me.
That was Sonny Helmer, affectionately known as the Octo Musician. He was talking with his friend, Nora McLeod. To hear Sonny tell a great story about getting hired and then tricked by the one and only Jackie Gleason, visit our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps. Today's story was produced locally by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Hey, we're looking for your story, and we say it every week, but we're looking for seasonal stories, you know, from the holidays that you remember. If you've got one of a friend, relative, or maybe something that maybe it's harder to talk about, but it's important to talk about, think about making a booking with us. You can learn details at wabe.org/StoryCorps.